every year there tends to be something especially unique that happens out on the river. And this year, I think it is unique in that there is a guy from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, who is going to do or attempt to do the 70-miler on a paddleboard. His name is Steve Marks. How are you?
Good, good.
Steve just did the parade with his son, also on a paddleboard. Now, explain to people what the paddleboard is and what this is going to take to try to do.
So a paddleboard is like a long surfboard. In fact, the sport grew out of surfing. And it's basically a long surfboard that you stand up on and paddle. And it's actually a huge sport in coastal areas. And a couple years, and I've always had a passion for kayaking and canoeing on the Delaware River. And I was on a beach vacation, and someone asked if I wanted to take a lesson. I jumped at the opportunity. And then the following summer, which was the last summer, my teenage son said he wanted to be the first person to paddleboard the entire Susquehanna River. So we started in Cooperstown, and 16 days later, we wound up in Havre de Grace, Maryland. And when we were going through, I think, Sydney, we saw some guy in some real nice carbon fiber canoe paddling upstream, and we just started talking to him, asking him what he was doing, and he spoke about the General Clinton Regatta that he was training for, and I researched it and saw that there was this unique 70-mile race on Memorial Day Monday, and I decided I just had to do it.
Well, now, you probably, after doing research, you saw that there's, you know, there's the high water lake areas, there's the very, you know, shallow river spots, and like you said, you went from Cooperstown down. That's really cool. You just camped on the side along the way?
Yeah, so we rented an RV. It was really the only practical way to do it. My wife and younger son, Sean, were huge in making that work. But one of the biggest challenges are the big lake areas like Goodyear Lake. On a paddleboard, if the wind's blowing against you, it can be brutal. So a lot of being able to make the 70-miler will depend on the wind. And
well, now, do you think you can go fast enough to beat the times where you need to be, you know, by a certain time while standing?
Yeah, so it all depends on the wind and the level of the water. So on a paddleboard, I mean, you can easily go 7, 8, 9 miles an hour, but it depends on more factors, and also being tall, the wind plays a factor. But as long as my feet are still okay, I'll make the finish line.
Well, you're going to be standing a long time, but also, just to keep that balance that whole time, that's got to be a lot on your body.
So it does take some practice. The trip that we did the entire river on, we did on inflatable boards, which are a little bit easier to stand on and are also indestructible. They're a thick rubber. The board that I'm using on Monday is a carbon fiber board that is quite a bit narrower, and you can't really hit rocks with it, just like a carbon fiber canoe. So I find that the biggest challenges with, you know, my feet and knees, you know, not so much the shoulder, yeah, shoulders and back also, but yeah.
The paddle is so much, you know, longer than a regular canoe paddle. Did that take a lot to get used to?
I grew up canoeing. My father had me out on the Delaware River probably by the age of 6 or 7. So the canoeing is pretty much the same, but the first couple hours on a paddleboard do get some getting used to as far as the balance thing, but you absolutely don't need any kind of special balance abilities to get up on a paddleboard. People assume you do, but you really don't. And it's a great sport. In fact, I really don't even want to get back in a canoe or a kayak after getting into paddleboarding, because it's something that exercises everything from your toes to your neck. In fact, I've had some injuries from mountain climbing, some Achilles tendonitis and some knee injuries, and everything is cleared up with paddleboarding, because the balance that you need, the balance that it forces you to keep, actually builds muscles around the joints. So it's a great sport.
Well, you might become tomorrow the first paddleboarder to ever do the 70, which will be unique. Why isn't your son doing it with you?
Let's see. Well, he's just not so interested in doing 70 miles on a paddleboard. We did the 444 miles last summer, and that was about enough so for him. So the 3 miles today was just perfect for the rest of my family.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you cross the finish line and make it through. And who's going to be your pit crew?
My wife and my two sons. And I know they're a very reliable crew. So, but this is our first time, so you know there are some unknowns, and hopefully that'll all work out.
Well, there's a very friendly group in these races. You'll see, you'll come across, there's so many different categories in this race of amateurs. There's pro races as well, but the amateurs, everything from your aluminum boats to, you know, your pro boats and all, and they are the friendliest community of people. So you'll have a lot of nice conversations, I think, along the way. And I believe you'll probably be noticed, stand out a little bit. But Steve Marks from Pennsylvania, he's going to try the 70 miles on a paddleboard this year, and we wish you the best of luck.
Great. Thank you very much.
For Canoe Regatta 2014, I'm Craig Stevens, WCBO.